This is IGN.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
Street Fighter VI Review by Mitchell Saltzman. Remember when Street Fighter V came out and a lot of people were disappointed by its distinct lack of meat on its bones? Street Fighter VI is the polar opposite, complete with an excellent 18-character roster of both new and returning fighters rendered in a killer new art style, an incredibly ambitious online battle hub that puts all other online fighting game lobby systems to shame, and just about everything you could ever ask for when it comes to training tools and systems to help you get better at fighting games. It's a spectacularly feature-rich fighting game. Street Fighter VI takes many swings in many different directions, and though not every blow connects, the ones that do are absolute knockouts. The gameplay of every Street Fighter game since Street Fighter II can generally be defined by a unique mechanic. Street Fighter III had parries, 4 had focus attacks, 5 had the V system, and now Street Fighter VI has the drive system. And for my money, it's the best the series has ever seen. Every character gains access to 5 powerful abilities that are all governed by their drive gauge. Overdrive special moves, drive rush, drive parry, drive reversals, and drive impact. Overdrives are essentially the new EX special moves and cost 2 bars. Drive Rush allows you to quickly close the distance between you and your opponent at the cost of 1 bar, or cancel out specific normal attacks at the cost of 3 bars. Drive Reversals allow you to get an opponent off of you while you're blocking their attack at the cost of 2 bars. And Drive Impacts? Well, we'll get to those in a bit. I love this system for a lot of reasons, but chief among them is that it opens up so many options, and at the start of every round, you have a full meter and have access to all of them. There's no building this meter up or worrying about the amount you'll have left over for the next round. I could start aggressively by using a drive rush right out of the gate to put on pressure. I could save my meter for overdrive special moves to increase the damage of my combos. Or I could fish for a crouching medium kick and then drive rush cancel it to convert big damage off of a single hit. Those are just a few of the options, and managing them makes the already extremely cerebral fighting of Street Fighter VI even more enjoyable. The way it's handled when you run out of drive meter is also excellent. Your character enters a burnout state where you're completely unable to use any drive meter-related techniques. Your opponent's attacks become more advantageous on both block and hit, you take chip damage, and drive impacts are even scarier than before. Being in burnout is a terrible position, but it is far from an unwinnable situation. You still move at the same speed, your attacks do the same damage, and you still have access to all your super moves, and while your opponent's drive impacts are a huge threat, you know that they'll be looking to do them, which can lead to some interesting mind games on both sides. Some of the most tense and fun matches I've had in Street Fighter VI have been when I managed to pull out a victory even while in burnout. Now, let's talk about drive impact, because I have a feeling that for a lot of people, whether or not they enjoy Street Fighter VI is largely going to come down to their feelings on this one move. Drive Impact only costs 1 bar of drive meter to use. It has super armor that can absorb up to 2 hits, and if it hits while your opponent is in the middle of their own attack, they will be knocked into a crumpled state, giving you a full combo. And that's not all. Even if they block it, they get blown back and lose half a bar of drive meter, and if they get backed into the corner, you get to follow it up with a combo. That's not all either. Remember how I said that they're even more scary when you're in burnout? Well, if you block a drive impact and you're close to the wall, you get stunned and you'll eat a full combo in the corner, even though you blocked their attack. It's one of the most powerful universal mechanics I've ever seen in a fighting game, and if you don't respect it, you will get crushed by it. Street Fighter VI's roster of 18 characters is mostly familiar, with 12 returning characters and 6 being entirely new, but even the returning characters feel fresh thanks to new quirks added to their movesets. K. Ken's command run, for example, now changes up the properties of several of his special moves when he uses them out of it, giving them EX-like properties without having to spend drive meter on them. Cammy can now charge her special moves and give them V-trigger-like qualities. And DJ has a ton of new feints that make him an extremely tricky character to use and play against. World Tour is an ambitious single-player mode, and while it is a big step up from Street Fighter V's attempt at cinematic story mode and anything else Street Fighter has done before, it's certainly the weakest part of Street Fighter VI. At least it's a great idea. It's a surprisingly enormous RPG that allows you to take a created character into the world of Street Fighter, interacting with the playable roster by becoming their disciple and learning their moves, and then building them up from scratch by leveling up, equipping various types of stat-altering gear, and selecting powerful skills. It also does a good job of teaching new players the fundamentals of Street Fighter VI by including lessons as side quests, with steadily increasing difficulty over the course of about 20 hours. The best thing about World Tour, though, and the thing that really serves as the carrot at the end of the stick, is the promise of being able to outfit your character with moves from every other fighter. By the end of the campaign, I could use Dhalsim's teleport to instantly appear behind an opponent, hit them with Zangief's spinning pile driver, and then use Ken's dragon lash kick to get right back up in their face. Being able to customize my character in ways that would make them absolutely broken in the real game is a lot of fun. There's also a variety of fun mini-games that do a great job of gamifying techniques that you would actually use in a typical fight. What really pushes Street Fighter VI over the edge is how it completely nails virtually everything outside of its main modes that you could ask for in a fighting game. Based on my experience playing pre-launch and in all three betas, including the open beta, its netcode is excellent. It's got the best training mode I've ever seen in a fighting game, complete with frame data and cancel window data. It's got extremely helpful character guides that make it very easy to learn a new character from scratch. Combo trials that teach you practical combos for a variety of situations. Load times are extremely quick and rematches are nearly instantaneous. You can search for replays with a ton of different filters to help you learn matchups. There's crossplay between Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. You can create and join clubs and so on. Many fighting games also have these features, but very few have all of them, and especially not right out of the gate. Street Fighter games are always benchmark moments for the 2D fighting game genre, but Street Fighter VI feels extra special. The drive system is an incredible addition to the fighting mechanics that gives you a veritable Swiss Army knife of options and meter management decisions right from the start of every single round. The starting roster is the best Street Fighter has ever seen, its online netcode through three betas has been impeccable so far, and the number of smaller details that it nails right out of the gate is unprecedented. It's so good that even the poor story and extremely slow progression of single-player World Tour amounts to only a jab's worth of damage on its metaphorical health bar. Whether you're completely new to fighting games or are a seasoned vet, Street Fighter VI is a must-play. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Street Fighter VI, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.